being machine screws. So kind of interesting. It looks like a little drill bit on the end. And then there's a bit of a slice in the threads to allow it to tap its own hole as it's going in. When I first saw them quite a few years ago, I thought this was a joke, another scenario where they've decided to save some money and not put proper bolts in. You know, in the end of the day, I've never seen these things fail. So I don't have a problem with them at all. Obviously, you have to use bolts around the perimeter on the ends of the outriggers. We typically would use elevator bolts coming from below up through the floor, through the C-channel, to tie in the floor to the C-channel between outriggers. But if you want to use those screws, they're not cheap either, though. That's the other thing. It's surprising how expensive those things are. Yes, it's probably less work. I should warn you, though, that although they work well in the thinner cross member and excuse me, outrigger material, in the main rails, certainly in the older trailers, the 70s trailers, I don't think it's a problem, but in the older trailers that might have the structural C-channels as the main rail, if you wanted to put screws in there, they don't self-drill and self-tap very well. When you try to do it, it'll actually get it in there, but the head won't draw down into the plywood. So what we've had to do is actually drill and tap the hole. It's a number 12... I forget the threads per inch, but anyways, a number 12 machine screw thread, and the elevator bolts are a quarter 20. So the elevator bolts are obviously a little bit bigger, but if you put, you know, a few more of these screws in, I'm sure it's going to do the job. And like I said, we haven't seen them fail before, so I think obviously they're more than adequate to do the job. So it's really up to you, I guess. We typically will stay with elevator bolts for everything. We like it on the joints where the heads are much wider. Yes, you do have to counter bore the head into the plywood slightly because the head will not draw into the wood enough to allow the flooring to cover over top of it. So we always counter bore the hole slightly, and I feel a lot more confident when I've got like a real nut on the other side of the frame and the cross members, etc. But like I said, we haven't seen failures with those self-drilling, self-tapping screws. So I think they're a good option.
Yeah, but it's not going to replace the use of the elevator bolts. It's you still got to use those at the key locations, then you can add the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, you can you normally out at the perimeter, you just use bolts,
right?
Hex bolts, because you're going through the steel cross outrigger, through the plywood, and then through the C-channel.
Yeah.
So, but it's between the outriggers that you'd have to use elevator bolts going sort of from below straight up. And we also use them in the corners of the trailer because what they did originally was they just had a couple of wood screws going in there, and I think they had like one elevator bolt or something right in the corner where we would put several because it didn't take much more work to put them. And I felt that the more you can tie the wood into the whole structure, you know, obviously assuming that the thing's not getting wet and rotting again, but the stronger the semi monocoque assembly is going to be.
Yep. All right. And I just say, if you're going to use a self-tapping, just be sure and use good quality ones, because I've seen them for other projects where the little drill bit on the end, it's almost a little too big for the threads, and by the time you get to the threads, it's not enough, there's not a lot holding it. So
yeah,
get good quality ones.
You're right. And keep in mind, you know, like the rails, cross members, outriggers, whatnot, they're only 90 thou thick. And how many threads could you get into 90 thou? You know, if you drill through and you put a quarter 20 elevator bolt, the nut is, I don't know, 3/16 thick, something like that. It's certainly a lot thicker than 90 thou. So you are absolutely guaranteed that the that nut is going to do the job. But like I said, we haven't seen them fail, the self-drilling, self-tapping. So I can't really say anything bad about them.
Yeah. And then for the elevator bolts, getting them flush and